Welcome and thank you for joining us on Noteworthy News, positive news for a better world. From our studio in Los Angeles, California, USA, Supreme Master Television brings you uplifting news from around the planet.
View our programs 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on Astro 1 at 19.2 degrees east or Hot Bird 6 at 13 degrees east in Europe, the Middle East, and Northern Africa, or anywhere in the world online at suprememastertv.com.
In today's news, Iran and Ethiopia plan economic cooperation. In health news, San Francisco, the USA, provides free medical care. In cultural news, Sweden preserves the rich legacy of Ingmar Bergman. In humanitarian news, Beyoncé Knowles and her hometown minister launch a food drive. All this and more on Noteworthy News, positive news for a better world.
Today, September 30th, Elie Wiesel was born in Romania in 1928. During the 1940s in Europe, Mr. Wiesel endured the passing of his parents due to their Jewish faith. In 1955, Mr. Wiesel began to write about his experiences and became an outspoken advocate in the name of peace, freedom, and racial harmony. The author of over 40 books, among his many honors, Mr. Wiesel was awarded the Nobel Peace Prize in 1986. He once said, "Peace is our gift to one another." Thank you, Mr. Elie Wiesel, for your voice as a peace advocate. We wish you God's blessings and a beautiful birthday.
Palestinian President Abbas committed to peace talks. Addressing the United Nations General Assembly on Friday, Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas said the Palestinian Authority is completely ready to participate in the upcoming Middle East peace talks. The President stated, "We are very committed to the substance of that meeting as proposed. We would hope all parties would sit down to negotiation." Thank you, President Abbas and all involved, for your commitment to progress through diplomacy. May heaven bless the upcoming meeting with fruitful success, bringing all in the Middle East lasting harmony and peace.
Fly-in news. United Nations envoy visits Myanmar. United Nations envoy to Myanmar, Ibrahim Gambari, arrived Saturday to meet with government leaders. The purpose of the visit is to find a peaceful resolution regarding the current situation in the nation. Sherry Villarosa, charged affairs at the U.S. Embassy in Yangon, said the seasoned diplomat brings the good offices of the United Nations, the Secretary General's blessing, and he can offer suggestions on ways forward. Thank you, Mr. Gambari, and may God bless your visit with conducive outcome. Heaven bless the good people of Myanmar with peace.
Fly-in news. Troop reduction begins as U.S. military unit leaves Iraq. The 13th Marine Expeditionary Unit has departed on a naval vessel and is on its way home, with 2,200 Marines aboard who had been stationed in western Anbar province. 4,000 more troops will follow in December, and further reductions are planned. By next summer, some 25,000 American soldiers will return from Iraq. Thank you, United States, for your decision of peace. May the returning soldiers have a joyous homecoming with loved ones.
Fly Lion News, Iran and Romania plan to strengthen economic ties. In New York, foreign ministers from Iran and Romania met on the sidelines of the UN General Assembly to share ideas for increased economic cooperation. Romanian Foreign Minister Adrian Țiroianu said Romania is a European country which has friendly relations with Iran and is willing to improve them. Iranian Foreign Minister Manoucher Mottaki said that Iran is seeking to increase trade and improve relations with all European countries. Congratulations, Iran and Romania. May heaven bless your friendship with mutual respect and prosperity for your people.
Lion News. China hosts gala to commemorate 35 years of positive diplomatic relations with Japan. Former Japanese Prime Ministers Mori Yoshihiro and Tomiichi Murayama and Chinese Premier Wen Jiabao were among the honored guests in Beijing on Thursday to celebrate the long-standing positive relations between the two countries. Senior Chinese legislator Liu Yongsheng spoke at the event, praising the insightful actions of people in both countries that have built strong ties between the two neighbors. Peaceful Chinese and Japanese people, we join you in celebrating your friendship and send our best wishes for continued harmony. May heaven bless you with peace, prosperity, and a noble vision for the future.
Lion News, Bush to discuss global issues with German Chancellor. U.S. President George Bush and his wife have invited German Chancellor Angela Merkel to their residence in Texas on a two-day visit starting November the 9th. Mr. Bush said he looks forward to continuing his close consultations with the Chancellor on shared goals. Topics of discussion will include many international peace and economic matters, such as stability efforts in Afghanistan, as well as Darfur peace. Congratulations, President Bush and Chancellor Merkel, for your warm diplomatic relations. May your upcoming meeting be blessed with positive prospects for the benefit of all.
Flying News. Bolivia and Iran strengthen diplomatic and economic ties. Iranian President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad arrived in Bolivia on Thursday, where he met with Bolivia's president and signed agreements for a $1 billion investment that will assist the country in assessing her vast energy reserves, as well as funding agricultural and construction projects. Bolivian President Evo Morales called the visit historic and said that both countries will work together from this day on for our people, for life, and for humanity. This was the first establishment of relations between Iran and Bolivia. Congratulations, Your Excellencies, for your warm visit and its mutually fruitful outcome. May heaven bless your countries with ever-expanding peace, prosperity, and friendship.
Lion News. Dutch financial group to purchase wind power credits. The Dutch company ING will become carbon neutral by the end of this year. The firm is purchasing 70 million kilowatt hours of wind energy from Community Energy, which will power all major sites and many regional offices across the United States. The level of purchase also gives ING the option to designate a free solar energy system to a local community. Many thanks and God's blessings, ING, for your inspiring example. May heaven bless you and your employees for your commitment to protecting our beautiful planet Earth and all her inhabitants.
Flying News. U.S. President praises education law. National test scores for young students in the United States were released on Tuesday, showing improvements in the math and reading scores of elementary and middle schoolers. The good results indicate the success of President George W. Bush's No Child Left Behind Act of 2001. Mr. Bush awarded a prize to Joe Kleene, Chancellor of the New York school system, for his role in making New York's public schools the best of all American cities. Thank you, and God bless President Bush and Joe Kleene for working to provide better education for your country's children. May God bless America for providing more opportunities for children through education.
Lion News. remote area of Papua Indonesia gets first radio station. In the Papuan jungle, where people live without electricity, an independent radio station has started broadcasting. 2,000 people turned up for the opening celebration. The station will connect Papuans to the outside world and stimulate the economy. Thank you to all those who helped to make this station a reality. We look forward to hearing from the Papuans about their lives and culture.
Lion News, Formosa or Taiwan to boost wind energy. A commitment to invest $915 million in wind energy over the next 3 years represents a fivefold jump from Formosa's current allocation. This investment will boost local businesses and also represents the first steps of the government's goal to provide more energy from renewable sources. Congratulations, Formosa, for your green initiatives. May your endeavours be blessed in bringing health, prosperity and contentment to the Formosan people and our beautiful earth.
Lion News. Miniature horse receives innovative titanium prosthesis. A beloved animal companion, a miniature horse named Belle, underwent a first-of-a-kind surgery that implanted a titanium post in her left hind limb. This procedure will serve to replace an amputated lower leg. After healing, a prosthetic hoof will be attached. Veterinarian Nick Shaw and Biometrics, a U.S. company that manufactures veterinary orthopedic products, made donations for the procedure. Thank you and God bless Dr. Nick Shaw and Biometrics for helping Belle regain her mobility and freedom. We wish gentle Belle a speedy recovery and much happiness with your human family for years to come.
Lion News. Cuba will plant 135 million trees in 2007. As part of the Let's Plant for the Planet International campaign, Cuba plans to plant some 135 million trees to boost the country's reforestation. This impressive initiative covers nearly 13% of the quantity suggested by an international reforestation program to help replenish the planet's green trees. By planting twice the number of fallen trees, the Cuban government has nearly doubled its national territory with forest trees since 1959. Other Latin American countries, including Uruguay, Chile, and Costa Rica, have also joined in the reforestation program to build greener heritage. Thank you, and God bless Cuba and all nations involved for beautifying and protecting our cherished planet.
In world news, Iran and Ethiopia plan to strengthen economic relations. In Tehran, the visiting Ethiopia Foreign Minister, Soyoum Mesfin, called for greater economic, agricultural and industrial ties between the two nations. Iranian Foreign Minister Manoushehr Mottaki mentioned that besides investing in Ethiopia's agriculture, Iran also has plans for constructing dams, power plants and buildings in Ethiopia. Thank you, Ethiopia and Iran, for your mutual efforts to provide positive outlooks for your co-citizens. May heaven bless your countries with prosperity and harmonious friendship. Up next, Ingmar Bergman movies are widely available in Sweden. We're just going to take our cute dogs out for a walk. Be right back with more positive news here on Supreme Master Television.
Thank you. Hello, viewers. Bah! I'm Billy the Goat. Welcome back to Noteworthy News, positive news for a better world. If you are traveling and need some nutritious snacks, then a sprouting bag might be a great idea. Sprouted foods have many times the nutritional value of dried foods. Just fill the sprouting bag with lentils, nuts, seeds, whatever you like. Twice a day, soak it in water, and hang it up. Soon, in a few days, you will have foods rich in enzymes that will sustain you on your travels. Thanks for watching, and now, the weather from around the world.
In health news, the city of San Francisco, USA has launched an initiative called Healthy San Francisco, which aims to make healthcare available to its residents who do not have health insurance. The program will make 22 clinics accessible to the city's residents with the intention of prevention and management of chronic illnesses. It is hoped that the healthcare will enable residents to gain employment and independence. Thank you, San Francisco, for your commitment to healthcare for all. May God bless all your residents with good health and well-being.
In cultural news, Sweden preserves Ingmar Bergman's archives and films. The government of Sweden has earmarked almost $3 million, or 20 million Swedish kronor, to help preserve the works of the late filmmaker Ingmar Bergman. Swedish Prime Minister Fredrik Reinfeldt and Cultural Minister Lena Adelsohn Liljeroos wrote in the Daily Dagens Nyheter, "The rich output of films and television drama contributed by Ingmar Bergman make up an important part of our cultural heritage. Mr. Bergman won numerous international awards, including Oscars for the Best Foreign Film for The Virgin Spring in 1960, Through a Glass Darkly in 1961, and Fanny and Alexander in 1983. Thank you and God bless Sweden for preserving the many profound movies encompassing the career of the great filmmaker Ingmar Bergman. Coming up on Noteworthy News, the famous singer and songwriter Beyoncé Knowles leads a food drive. We'll go for a deep breathing and we'll be back. So stay tuned to Supreme Master Television. Welcome back to Noteworthy News, positive news for a better world. In humanitarian news, Beyoncé Knowles leads a food drive project. Beyoncé Knowles, the pop star from Houston, Texas, the USA, has teamed up with her hometown minister and friend, Pastor Rudy Rasmus, America's Second Harvest, and the nation's food bank network to launch a food drive. The singer has called on her fans to generously donate to this project. The food drive has collected an equivalent of 16,000 meals. Thank you, Beyoncé, and all those involved for your kind actions. May God bless all with abundance and happiness. Let's join in for some laughter with a joke told by Supreme Master Ching Hai.
There was a young couple enthusiastically went to a language institution and enrolled to learn French. Okay, everything done and nicely and paid in advance. So the desk receptionist asked them, what makes you really want to learn French so eagerly? I said, we just adopted a French baby. So we want to learn quick before he grow up and then we can talk to him.
And now for our viewer's heartline. Today's heartline is from Faribo from Iran.
Supreme Master Television بسیار عزیز. سلام، من یک پزشک ایرانی هستم. به طور اتفاقی با کانال شما آشنا شدم و از آن زمان هر روز و گاهی چند بار در روز مکررن برنامه‌های بسیار زیبا و آموزنده شما را تماشا می‌کنم. من یک مسلمان هستم و تعلیمات و صحبت‌های استاد اعظم برایم بسیار لذت بخش است. و از آنجایی که قرآن را هم می‌خوانم تشابهات بسیاری را می‌بینم. بسیار مایلم که روش کوانی را یاد گرفته و به کار ببرم، ولی نتوانستم آن را پیدا کنم. خواهشمندم در صورت امکان این روش را به طور کامل به زبان فارسی برایم ایمیل کنید یا به هر روش دیگر مرا راهنمایی بفرمایید. با سپاس فراوان و امیدوارم که در اهداف عالی خود موفق باشید. فریبا.
Thank you, Fariba, for your heartfelt letter and good wishes. We are very happy that the programs can be of service to you. One of our association members will soon be in touch with you with regard to your question about meditation. In addition, you are invited to access online at sb.godsdirectcontact.net to read an introductory booklet in Persian. All our best wishes to you and your loved ones. With blessings from the great Allah.
Do you have a heartline today? We sure do appreciate your comments and positive stories. So if you would like to share them with us, please send them to info@suprememastertv.com or to the address on the screen.
Supreme Master Television is available all around the world, any day of the year and any time of the day. Connect online at suprememastertv.com.
Thank you for joining us today on Noteworthy News, positive news for a better world. We'll see you again. Until next time, peace and love.